Exam objectives fast track. Installing Windows Server 2008. Planning requirements for installing Microsoft Windows Server 2008, including server additions and detailed installation steps. Server and domain controller disaster recovery using Install from Media, or IFM, reducing the amount of time spent recovering from a DC failure. New server core installation steps, main features, and integration scenarios. The Windows Deployment Service. The improved Windows Deployment Service is used to manage and roll out server and workstation operating systems. Installing and configuring WDS and looking at the deployment and transport roles of WDS and how WDS responds to clients. Preparing the boot and install images, making them ready for a customized deployment. Steps in deploying images within the organization to manage server and workstations. Configuring storage. Revisit RAID and the different types of RAID to choose from. Reasons why network attached storage, or NAS, can be beneficial to an organization. iSCSI implementation over LAN or WAN for IP-based SCSI. Fiber channel basics and implementation basics. Storage area network advantages and implementation scenarios and comparisons between other storage types. Increasing hard drive space without changing partition sizes using mount points in Microsoft Windows. Configuring high availability. Basics of a failover cluster and improvements made in the new Windows Server 2008 operating systems. Geographically dispersed failover cluster improvements made with Windows Server 2008. How to use network load balancing, increasing scalability on a number of organization platforms. Configuring Windows activation. Windows Server 2008 ships with a new activation policy that requires all editions to be activated. For volume license customers, you will either have multiple activation keys, or MAKs, or key management services, or KMS, keys, depending on your license. MAK keys operate similar to retail keys, but can be used for multiple systems, whereas KMS keys use a locally hosted key management service, which activates machines on behalf of the licensing clearinghouse. MAK keys can be validated through a proxy service known as the Volume Activation Management Tool, or VAMT, which caches the validation for future system rebuilds. KMS hosts and clients will need to reactivate every 180 days. Hosts will need to contact Microsoft, and clients will need to contact their KMS host. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: are there any clustering enhancements in Windows Server 2008? Answer: in Windows Server 2008, the improvements to failover clusters make clusters more secure, simplify clusters, and enhance cluster stability. In addition, geoclustering has been improved, and there is now support for GUID partition tables on cluster storage. Question: can I add Windows Server 2008 to an existing Windows 2003 Active Directory environment? Answer: yes. Adding a Windows Server 2008 DC to a current Windows 2003 Active Directory domain will make no difference to the 2003 Active Directory domain. However, you must install a full installation. The first 2008 DC cannot be a 2008 RO DC, as it will need a full installation of the 2008 DC from which to replicate data. Question: I have closed the command prompt on the server core terminal, and now I only see a blue background and cannot get the command prompt window back up. How do I get the command prompt window back without restarting the server? Answer: press Ctrl-Alt-Delete on the keyboard, open the Task Manager, and from the File menu choose Run, then type cmd.exe, and click OK. This will bring back the command prompt window. Question: Is an upgrade from Windows 2000 Server to Windows Server 2008 supported? Answer: No. Only an upgrade from Windows Server 2003 is possible. Question: What is Network Access Protection? Answer: Network Access Protection, or NAP, deals with the problem of unhealthy computers accessing the organization's network. NAP ensures that any computer that makes a connection to the network meets the requirements set out by the organization's policies. This limits access to the network and provides remediation services. Question: Can I use my MAK key to set up a KMS host? Answer: No. The KMS key and MAK key are separate key types. You should talk with your local software reseller about obtaining a KMS key if you wish to deploy the KMS within your organization. Question: Why was the KMS introduced? Answer: In previous releases of Windows, several customer volume license keys were leaked to the public, and there was no facility to stop the spread of these keys. The KMS host contacts Microsoft every 180 days, allowing Microsoft to block keys that are leaked. Question: My evaluation copy of Windows Server 2008 is going to expire soon. Can I extend it? Answer: You can extend the 30-day grace period up to 3 times, for a total of 120 days. Use the slmgr.vbs script with the rearm parameter to reset the counter for another 30 days. You will need to perform this step every 30 days, up to the 120 days. Question: How do I set up replication among KMS hosts? Answer: There is no need for replication, as each KMS host acts autonomously. The license data that it holds is not used for billing purposes, and as such, the data does not need to be reconciled among KMS hosts. Question: What should I back up from the KMS host service? Answer: Nothing. The KMS host can be reactivated if needed, and it will return to service as it was prior to the need for disaster recovery procedures. Question: I am trying to install Windows Server 2008 in the forest as a new domain controller, but I am not able to start the installation for Active Directory domain services. How do I do this? Answer: To do this, you need to prepare the Active Directory forest for the new Windows Server 2008 domain controller. You can do this by running adprep/forestprep on the Schema Master Operations Master Role domain controller. Question: I am trying to install a domain controller in a domain that is in a Windows 2003 functional level. Do I have to choose Windows 2008 functional level when I install Windows Server 2008? Answer: No. The functional level can always be upgraded to Windows Server 2008 at a later date. Question: I want to be able to assign different account lockout policies to different sets of objects within Active Directory. Is this possible? Answer: Yes. ADDS has a new fine-grained password policy that can be applied. Question: We have successfully deployed a WDS server and have created the appropriate images from source computers. However, now that we have started up the first bare configured computer, it doesn't seem to be able to find the WDS server. What should I do? Answer: Check to see whether the DHCP server has been configured correctly and has an active scope. Question: I realized that after I deployed images to 10 new computers, they all have the same computer name. What should I do? Answer: You will have to prepare the source computer with sysprep, then compare the image again and redeploy the images to the computers.